Hello again, and welcome to another edition of the Hick Chick Chat. I'm Leah Guffey, your host here on PrecisionPays.com. This week, I got a chance to listen in on a press conference that director James Mull, the director of Farmland, the film, had with six of the farmers and ranchers that are in the movie, and talk a little bit about what their expectations are going into the film as it comes out in theaters coming up here in just a few days on May 1st. Now, director Mull was directly asked what it is that he hopes folks gain from the film. I'll let him tell you what he expects.
I'm hoping that people will watch this film and come away with the same feeling I did myself in making the film, which is I now know a farmer. Well, I know quite a few farmers, but I grew up in a city and I had never stepped foot on a farm, and now I've had that opportunity. I wondered who it was that was growing our food, and I now know. So I know that sounds almost oversimplified, but it's true. And if other people can come away from this film feeling that they've now stepped foot on a farm, then I feel really good about it. We showed up to the farms just to follow everybody around. David's laughing. It's probably because he's remembering us showing up and saying, okay, just do your thing. Just act natural. And that's a tough thing to do for anyone. I mean, it's tough even if you're in the media, even if you're a professional, to pretend, you know, to forget that cameras are there. But ultimately, you spend enough time with people with cameras there, and I think everyone in this room was ultimately able to become comfortable and allow us to follow them around and see what they do and see the farm. And so, you know, saying it's an intimate look is really talking about getting an opportunity to basically hang out with them while they do what they do and with their families. So in their professional lives and their personal lives.
Ryan and Leighton are both in their 20s. They're both different from different parts of the world, and they raise different types of agriculture. So they're going to answer some questions of what they're getting from their peers, how they've been approached, and what folks are telling them about what they think about the movie.
First off, from the ag crowds that I've been in, the overwhelming theme is an attitude of gratefulness that we were willing to participate in this. As far as questions go, I frequently get the one, would I do it again? And my answer is absolutely. I often get the question, what was it like to have cameras around you? And, you know, what did you change for the cameras around? My answer is absolutely nothing. James saw to it that he showed up and followed me around in my day-to-day life doing exactly what I do. And that's the point I would like to make, is this is exactly what you see is what you get on my farm.
I'd also follow up with that a question kind of along the same lines that I've heard a lot is from people who understand, from people who understand a lot of the misconceptions in agriculture, that there are people who don't always agree with how their food's raised, but the problem is they don't know very much about it. And so they're quick to accuse or quick to speculate on how we do or what we do. You know, one question is, why did you do this? Why did you expose yourself to, you know, possible harassment, for lack of better words, I guess. And for me, I am Leighton from Georgia. We raise chickens, but for me, you know, that main thing was we have to. We don't have a choice. It's a risk that we have to take, especially as young farmers, because as long as there is confusion or as long as there are misconceptions, as long as the customer wants answers or the consumer wants answers that we don't always provide, we have to. You know, we have to step up and actually share and show what we do, and that what we do is right, and the way that we do it is right. So, you know, I think that's a big question that I've heard is, why did you do this? And, you know, there's many reasons, but that's, I believe, the main one.
Brad Bella, he tells us a little bit about his insecurities of joining this project. He says sometimes you can't even trust your hometown newspaper, yet at the same time, he's pretty pleased with how things turned out here.
In the beginning, I was definitely skeptical. After the call from Allentown, the first call I made was to Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association to see who these people were and if they were okay. I feel like many people in agriculture tend to feel like they've been burned a time or two, or know someone who has, when it comes to the media, even if it's, you know, your nearby newspaper in your home state. Sometimes things have been twisted before, and so that was definitely a concern. And since seeing the film and knowing what a wonderful job James has done, I just encourage any critics of agriculture, just see the film, and then we'll talk.
James Mull, the director of the film, tells us a little bit about why he decided to get involved with farmers, agriculture, and kind of taking on some of the hot button topics that are out there without really taking any of them on at all.
I think of the movie more as a film about American farmers and farming than about agriculture, which is, to me, it's such a big world, which is one of the things I learned during the process, how much, you know, the more I knew, the more I realized I didn't know. It's a big world of agriculture. But my goal was really to get to know the farmers. That was something I'd been wanting to do for years. I've always thought one of these days I'm gonna do a movie where I'm gonna be on a farm and I'm gonna be with farmers and I'm gonna see who these guys are and what this is all about. And so that's what I did. I don't know if that answers the question.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll take the next question.
Again, any questions or comments, please press star then one. And we have one more question coming in. It's from Jessica Domo with Texas Farm Bureau. Please go ahead.
Yes, James, I was wondering if there was anything that you learned during the filming that maybe you didn't go in expecting, anything that caught you off guard while you were filming and getting to know these farmers and ranchers.
I did learn a lot, that's for sure, and I did a lot before I even made the film. You know, when I realized, okay, this is a big world I'm launching into, I need to know a little bit more about this before I jump into it. And I also know there are a lot of hot-button topics these days in agriculture, and there's so much back and forth between different people with different agendas, and I wasn't sure I wanted to get mixed up in that. But ultimately, I decided I wasn't making an agenda movie. I was making a movie about people. I wanted to get to know the people. It was more about the characters and the people and what they do than about trying to become political or anything like that. I wouldn't say there was anything that was really particularly shocking to me or that I didn't expect to see, but just the experience of stepping foot actually on every one of the farms from the first one we went on to, and I thought, wow, this is great, this is fascinating, you know. But every one was different, and I learned something at each one, and I can't say that there was anything that I found particularly shocking or something that I wasn't expecting.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know what to expect, honestly. We don't know. I had never spent time on farms before. But I think what I did see and what I did learn, it's in the film.
That's another edition of the Hick Chick Chat. I'm Leah Guffey, the Hick Chick, here on PrecisionPays.com. Be sure to follow along in the conversation on Twitter, also on Facebook. And don't forget to check out your local listings and see when farmland is coming to a theater near you on May 1st.